Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Elijah Jose, Elijah, good afternoon and congratulations to you and your wife, Silty. You've had a new baby. When was the baby born?
Hi, thanks very much, Joe. Baby born on 15th morning, 4 o'clock.
Okay, last Tuesday morning, so it's brilliant.
Yes, yes.
And everything okay?
Everything is fine, except my wife has some walking difficulty.
Okay, because you're walking. Okay, because you are a staff nurse in Beaumont Hospital.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, so you've made some observations about the Rotunda Hospital, the oldest continuously operating maternity hospital in the world, located, as people know, at the top of O'Connor Street in Dublin. What have you observed that have left you unhappy?
Joe, it's not particularly Rotunda. My first two babies born in another hospital, Coombe Hospital, and wherever all the maternity hospital, what I found it is, it's extremely busy area.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really take care of these things. And I several times complained, and they all saying, yeah, nobody's listening. And just now, today morning, I talked to one of the doctors, and I heard last night only two nurses and one more staff. I am not sure whether it's a healthcare assistant or somebody else, but only three people for 25 moms and more than 25 babies.
Okay, so you're saying two nurses and one other staff member. You don't know the determination of the other staff member for 50 people.
Yeah, more than 50. There is one teens or two teens in the ward, so I will say more than 50, yeah.
And 50 people who can be vulnerable after childbirth. And so what did that mean in practical terms? Like, could your wife get assistance when she needed it?
No, my wife is happy and everything, but she understands the nurses are very busy. Like, some stage, early night, I took her into the toilet because I'm not waiting for the nurses. I know they are hardworking. They're just trying to attend all the call bells and needful things for babies, feeding and checking blood sugar, things like that. It's not simply enough two nurses for just half of the moms, I'll say. They just after delivery, few hours, and they're on lots of pain, and they can't attend the babies, and the baby need more attention, like feeding and changing nappies, things like that. So, found very difficult, and the nurses are flying around.
Flying around, okay. And did you raise issues with the staff did you explain to them, listen, I'm a staff nurse in Beaumont, I know what I'm talking about. Did you raise those issues in the Rotunda?
I did. I told them that day, yesterday itself, and I told today, and today the assistant director of nurse came to me and she talked to me and she just tried to justify that we are doing the best and things like that. But I said to her clearly, I found it's not a safe practice for fire and safety reason, or 50 people and they are not fully mobile people.
Of course,
and they need, in case, you know.
And, well, are you benchmarking them, so to speak, against the practices in Beaumont? Like, are staffing levels better in Beaumont Hospital, where you work as a staff nurse?
I have no comments about where I'm working at the moment, Joe.
Okay, you don't.
Yeah.
Now, what else do you have to do for yourselves in Beaumont that you believe staff should do? I know you mentioned bringing your wife to the bathroom. What else?
Changing bed sheets and everything and lots of things, but what they're doing it is, the nurses are doing their best.
Yeah,
for myself as a nurse, I tried to do myself and I went to her with the shower myself.
Okay, the shower, okay.
Yeah.
And are you saying you changed the bed sheets?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's unusual. For the relatives of a resident to actually have to change the bed sheets. And by the way, did the staff say, bring your complaint to the boss or the board or
Yeah, when I talked to one of the doctor, the staff said, okay, if you want, you can complain. And the doctor said, this is the way all the maternity hospital, and no point you're telling us unless you bring the attention of media or something, you know.
So they believe it. So they believe it's an issue as well, and they want to highlight it. Okay, yeah. stay there. Now you mentioned earlier your wife has difficulty walking after birth, which can often happen. So she needs assistance to attend the bathroom and indeed probably attend the baby as well.
Yeah, what happened to her right leg is numbness after the delivery. It's just kind of some damage on her nerves. They're ruling it out now. They are going to send her MRI scan and everything. She used the frame, more about other patients, but my wife needs attention. But they're doing, we have no complaint or anything, but at the same time we are understanding how busy they are. And we feel sorry to get the nurse for each and everything, you know.
Okay. And Elijah, when you said, right, this seems a pretty strong point about staffing levels. Did they say, we were due to have four, but two are out sick, or were due to have five, or three are on holidays, or whatever? Do you follow me?
Sorry, the staffing level you're talking about?
Did they say, tonight is an exception?
No, Joe, they're not revealing much ideas. They're not telling me more about, but what I understand, this is a routine, like...
Routine, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk to Professor Fergal Malone, who is the master of the Rotunda. Fergal, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You heard Elijah there. Those figures you mentioned, 50... patients effectively, and very vulnerable, obviously, newborn babies and mothers, and two staff, possibly three. Would that be normal?
Well, I'll start off by, I just wanted to wish my congratulations to Elijah and my wife. I'm delighted to hear of their latest arrival and that all is safe and well. Mm. And I just also need to point out that obviously on air, I'm not going to be able to comment directly on an individual patient's care.
Yeah, yeah.
But the numbers that you refer to are slightly out of kilter. We've unfortunately had 72 births in the last 2 days.
Okay.
And that's the nature of maternity services. You can get waves where you can get a significant increase in births. So 72 babies in the last 48 hours has been an unusually busy time. Our normal staffing arrangements at night on a 25-bed postnatal ward, Joe, is three midwives and a care assistant. And for the last two nights, with the 72 mothers and babies delivered, we've had to redeploy staff from various wards to the highest acuity areas. And that's normal operational practice. But we completely accept that even at the best of times, three midwives and a care assistant for 25 mothers and their babies is not good. We have 35 vacancies at the moment for nurses and midwives in the Rotunda, and we are on a constant recruitment drive. No sooner do we recruit one or two, but by normal, people leave, people move on to different areas of their lives. So we're almost like running to stand still. And our nurses and our midwives are probably our most valued and treasured employees, and it is very hard to find midwives at the moment and to find nurses and keep them employed. The terms and conditions for nurses and midwives, I have to say, they're not the best that they can be. And it's a tough call at the moment trying to recruit. So that's not as an excuse, Joe. It's just the reality of the numbers that you find.
Well, Fergal, when you say that three midwives plus one care assistant is not good, what word or phrase would you use to describe two midwives and one care assistant? Was the reality that Lijou's family faced?
I wouldn't dispute that for one second, Joe. And I would describe that as being not ideal by any stretch of the imagination. But from a management perspective, when you have a sudden burst in activity, your job is to, and the midwife manager's job on call at any one night is to redeploy their staff to where the highest acuity is. You had several sets of twins in that time period, and several mothers in a high intensity intensive care environment.
But in fairness, Fergal, would you not have known that twins were due, would you not have known that 72 women are due around us from prenatal work? No,
you don't, and that is the reality of obstetrics, and that's why obstetrics is such a hard.
Are you saying you don't within a 24-hour, 48-hour span? Exactly. But you do know generally.
I know for the month of October how many that we're going to have 750 deliveries in this month, but we could have days where the numbers are very low, and you could have days where they're much higher, and you try and staff your wards in a stable as you can to try and smooth that out. But the reality is deliveries don't arrive in smooth numbers.
Okay, and 35 vacancies as a percentage of that cohort of staff, what does that represent?
Yeah, we have about 450 nurses and midwives on our books, so we have 35 vacancies, so nearly 10%, Joe.
Wow, and is that normal, abnormal?
It is. I've been the master for 3 years, Joe, and I don't think we've ever had less than 30 to 35 vacancies for nurses and midwives in that time period. Now, I mean, while some of this is a funding issue, we have been grateful for additional funding that we received in the last number of years from the HSE for new nurses and midwives, but it's not all a funding issue. It is very, very hard to find midwives. We have a constant recruitment campaign going on, both at home and abroad and in the UK, to try and entice nurses and midwives back home to Ireland. But you're running to stand still, Joe.
And what about the location of the Rotunda? And it's the oldest continuously operating, so to speak, pardon the pun, maternity hospital in the world. It's located at the top. It's a prime residential area now. That whole square is being redeveloped in terms of library and writer museums and the wonderful municipal gallery. But your buildings are, they're great staff and they're magnificent listed buildings, but they're higgledy-piggledy, aren't they? Is it not a bit all over the place and way beyond its best before date?
I couldn't agree with you more, Joe. And we have a proposal in place to redevelop the west side of the square to make the area more safe, more comfortable, more dignified care for mothers. I have some wards, Joe, where I have 10 mothers and their babies in one room sharing two bathrooms. Yeah. From our perspective, it does not meet any basic standard of dignity. And we have been highlighting this for a number of years to the HSC and the Department of Health. We have engaged with the Department of Health and the Minister, and actually we were very close to an agreement on a proposal to try and improve our space here. In the longer term, as you know, government policy is to move the Rotunda out to Connolly Hospital, but everybody accepts, Joe, that that's not going to happen in anything less than 8 to 10 years. So in the meantime, that's 100,000 mothers are going to come through the doors of our hospital, and my job is to look after their health, their safety, their dignity.
But just that figure there, Fergal, there's one room with 20 people, 10 mothers and 10 children,
that's
possibly
correct.
Maybe a set of twins, but with 20 people who new mothers as well need bathroom attendance and even the privacy of a bathroom on a regular basis. And you're saying between those 20 people, the 10 adults and their babies, there's just two bathrooms?
For some of our rooms, that's correct, Joe. That's correct. And we've had HICWA in here in the last couple of years who have described that as completely unacceptable. And we agree completely. It is completely unacceptable. But it's a 1757 building, Joe, and you can't just stick a porta cabin on the back of it. You can't stick a modular idea. You have to approach these developments properly.
But
we have a proposal on that.
Yeah, but you have TDs doing backflips in the Dáil when they discovered a student accommodation, brand new student accommodation for young, agile, athletic students, only has on one landing, I think it was three bathrooms, and they thought that was a national scandal, that agile students could between 10 and 10 rooms. You're saying in one room of 10 women in a very vulnerable position in a number, a very beautiful event as well, let's say that, with their children, between them they only have the use of two bathrooms.
That's correct.
Has it been raised in the Dáil?
I think it has. And we've certainly raised it with our local TDs, and we escalate it all the time. And, Joe, it can get even worse than that. That's just the basic number of people in the room. You should come in during visiting time, those 10 mothers have their 10 partners with them, or other family members come in, and we're getting close to flu season now. So we have some rooms where at visiting hours you could have 30 or 40 people in a room.
And the visitors
are unacceptable.
And the visitors have to make use of those bathrooms as well.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But the figures are
pretty. In comparison, to say, to other issues that are raised for other people who are not in the vulnerable position that young mothers are, and it's amazing. By the way, Fergal, as Master of the Rotunda, what are the figures for tonight? Is Lyju, I know you're not contesting his figures, but is he right in saying 2 plus 1, you say 3 plus 1 is not good, 2 plus 1 is not ideal. What's it going to be tonight?
It'll probably be 3 plus 1 tonight, and depending on the acuity elsewhere in the hospital, there's always the possibility that the midwife manager may have to redeploy staff from her less acute to the higher acuity area, and they have to have that flexibility. And unfortunately, midwifery is a sort of specialty that is not amenable to agency. It's very hard to go to a nursing agency, for example, and say, give me an extra 2 nurses for tonight or an extra 2 midwives for tonight. It's not one of those specialties that work like that. So it's not quick solutions overnight, Joe. We are constantly recruiting. And I have to say, in fairness to the HSE, this is one of the areas where they did give us additional funding for nurses and midwives in the last couple of years, but it's more than just nurses, it's more than just funding. It's actually finding nurses and midwives. And as you know, last year there was a big nursing industrial action to do their very best to try and improve the terms and conditions for nurses and midwives, and we supported them every step of the way. You know, we would love to see our nurses and midwives paid more to attract more nurses and midwives into this specialty.
And they're simply not coming?
They're simply not coming, Joe.
Okay. Elijah, by the way, Fergal, the image of the husband of a new mother making the bed in a hospital.
That wouldn't be the norm, but we would always, there are great people come in the door of the hospital every day, and they see what our staff are struggling, how they're struggling, and they do whatever they can to help. So we would not be depending on anyone to make beds. But, you know, you'll often see people supporting their partner in any way they can. And if it's straightening up the bed and cleaning up, I mean, we're grateful for any and all help we can get.
But diplomatically, what you're saying is the situation in the Rotunda is not ideal.
It's absolutely not ideal. No, it is safe. It is clean. We have been lauded by HICWA on our cleanliness. But what we haven't been praised, in fact, we've been rightly criticised, is the space. We still have Florence Nightingale-type wards, Joe.
Okay, wow. Lyju, when do you hope Silty, your wife, will be coming home with your new baby, Paul?
When she had baby birth? What's your question?
When do you hope she will come home?
Hopefully tomorrow.
Okay.
Because supposed to be today or yesterday, but because of her leg, they couldn't rule it out and they couldn't send it.
And you've now 4 children.
4 children, yeah.
Maria, Joseph, Patrick and Paul.
Joseph, Rosemary, and Paul, yeah.
Okay, well done, and congratulations. Thank you, Lyju. As I say, the Master of the Rotunda is basically agreeing with your observations, so thank you for making them to us. And he's saying it's absolutely not ideal what is happening in the Rotunda at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So, Lyju Jose, thank you indeed. Professor Fergal Malone, Master of the Rotunda Hospital. Thank you both. 51551 Joe at rt.ie.